This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're starting up again in Elul, our weekly shiur on Biur Tefillah. The shiur is sponsored by my dear friend Rabbi Tzal Rose and family of Los Angeles, Zecher Nishmas, Rabbi Tzal's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his neshama shehaven aliyah. We spent many months on the longest tefillah, which is Yotzer Aruvar Chayshech. We now move on to Ahava Rabba. And I'm very excited to share this shiur with you because the insight that I saw in the Sefer Iyon Tefillah Rav Schwab is really one of the most magnificent thoughts I've ever encountered. And I don't think I was aware of it. Now, one thing we learned is that tefillah is keneged the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. And we've learned that the 15 Berachos HaShachar correspond to the 15 steps going from the Ezras Nashim. Then you go into the Ezras Yisrael. You go to the Ezras Kaihanim. And the Mizbeach corresponds to Ezehu Mekayim and Shalzvachim. The 12 steps and the platform leading up to the Ulam corresponds to Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. The Pesach HaUlam is Baruch Sha'amar. The Pesach HaHechal is Yishtabach. The Shulchan corresponds to Yoytzaru Vari Choshech. Now we're up to Ahava Rabba, which is Nosach Ashkenaz. Nosach Svart says Ahava Soilam. Says Rav Schwab, Ahava Rabba is connected to the Menorah. The Menorah represents the light of learning and understanding Torah. The light of Das V'Yiras Hashem. The spiritual light of the Jewish people. Now, Kriya Shema will correspond to the Mizbeach HaKetoires. And in the past, we've explained that when we accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, that corresponds to the Mizbeach HaZohav, upon which they were Makter Ketoires HaSamim. On the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, one would offer the body of the animals, the physicality. On the inner Mizbeach, it was designated for the Haktaras Hasamim, which was Lasis Nachas Ruach Lashem, which represents our offering of our senses to Hashem. We're offering our soul to Hashem. Firstly, when we say Shema, we're mechavein that if ever put to the ultimate test, we would give up our life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That corresponds to the Mizbeach HaKetoires. Furthermore, when we say Shema, we declare that we give up all of our senses to Hashem. There's an idea that when we say Shema, we put our fingers on our eyes. The gematria of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Zeres Kmitza Ama Etzba Goydel Yad. And we know the five fingers correspond to the five senses. The pinky, the Rabbeinu Bechai says, fits in the ear. The next finger, person uses to get something out of their eye. Their middle finger is for touch. It's the longest and widest. The pointer conveniently fits into the af. And the thumb is to wipe the mouth. So Shema, which we offer our senses to Hashem, is keneged the Mizbeach HaKetoires. Therefore, we say Ahava Rabba, which is keneged the Menorah, right before Kriya Shema, which is keneged the Mizbeach HaKetoires. Because in general, first comes the lighting of the menorah, and then comes the ketores. Like the pasuk says, "V'hikter alav aharon ketores samim baboiker baboiker." When behetivoyes haneirois yaktirena, uvahalois aharon es haneirois ben harbayim yaktirena ketores tamid. So first we say Ahava Rabba keneged the menorah, and then we say Krishma keneged the mizbeach haketores. Maybe that's why by the menorah we say L'doiroi Seichem, because Ahava Rabba is a fulfillment of the everlasting lighting of the menorah. And now we come to one of the most magnificent ideas I've ever heard. What do the words Ahava Rabba mean? Now usually there's a principle that every word of tefillah is sourced in the Tanakh somewhere. Each word we could say, okay, these words are found in Tanakh. Says Rav Schwab, the words Ahava Rabba Ahavtanu Hashem Elokeinu is not a lashon of the Chumash anywhere. We find in Yirmiyah, Ahavas Oilam Ahavtich. And the truth is, in the Gemara brings the Machlokes whether you should say Ahavas Oilam, like the Pasuk says, or Ahava Rabba. Minog of Bnei Ashkenaz, based on the conclusion of the Gaonim, is we fulfill both opinions. We say in the morning Ahava Rabba, and in the evening Ahavas Oilam. The Nusach of Sfardim, when I say Sfardim, I mean Eidos Bnei Mizrach, is to say Ahavas Oilam in the morning. That is not the minhag of Ashkenazim. Some who daven Nusach Sfard also say what the Sfardim say. What does Ahava Rabba mean? What does the word Rabba mean? If you ask 1,000 Jews, I would bet nobody would get the right answer to this. Most people would translate Rabba as great. Ahava Rabba, a great love. Nope. Rabba means increasing. Ahava Rabba, an increasing love. An increasing love? What does that mean? What does it mean that God loves us with an increasing love? That is, the love that Hashem has for us becomes greater and greater. That even though the generations become less and less, and many halachas are forgotten, and there's a lot of machloikas in Klal Yisrael in terms of halacha, and we don't have authority to give a definitive ruling, but as a result of the lack of clarity of Torah, the Torah has exploded, and we have hundreds of Nevi'im, of Tanoim, and even more Amoraim, that explain every Safek, and we have thousands of Perushim, and myriads of Svarim, and as the generations increase, the Torah expands, and the more we forget, the bigger the Torah gets. So it comes out we were Zoicha because of the Yeridas Hadoirois to Ga'oinim and Rishoinim and Achroinim and Rabbonim. And the Torah is getting bigger and bigger. So that's a sign that Hashem loves us more and more. Says Rav Schwab, I don't think I would have said this and I didn't know this. Who did Hashem love more? Us or our grandparents? I would have said the earlier generations. Says Reb Schwab, no, Hashem loves us more. Hashem loves us more than earlier generations. Could you imagine such a thing? Did you ever hear such a thing? Hashem loves us more than earlier generations. You know, we always ask the question, we're learning now every day, Monday through Wednesday at 4:30, Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua. How could we expect Mashiach to come? Okay, so a fundamental question that we always ask is that how could we expect Mashiach to come in our generation if there were much greater generations that were not able to bring the Mashiach? So then how do we anticipate that if the generation of Rishonim, Achroinim, great luminaries cannot bring the Mashiach, how could we? This might be a very important answer to the question. The answer is Hashem loves us more than He loved earlier generations. Where does it say that? Ahava Rabba! Rabba doesn't mean great, it means increasing. The love Hashem has for the Jewish people increases more and more and more. How do we know that? We look at the Torah. The Torah is getting bigger. That means Hashem loves us more. By the way, so I want to share with you, why would this be? Why would Hashem love us more than earlier generations? In the Shar HaGilgulim, Reb Chaim Vital says he once asked Arizal, why are you always telling me how elevated my neshama is, but the smallest of the earlier generation was a tzaddik and a chassid that I don't even come to their heels?
I can't believe, so he had to leave. Shh. My lawyer had to leave. I'm
not even as great as the smallest in the earlier generations. I don't come to their heels. And the Arizal told Reb Chaim Vital, you should know that a person's greatness is not dependent on their actions. Rak kefi hazman hador. It depends on the generation. Says Arizal, Masa katan ma'oid bidar hazah. A small act in this generation. Shokol bekama mitzvois gedoilois shebedoirois acherim. Is equal to many great mitzvahs of later generations. Of other generations. In other words, a small act in this generation is like many great mitzvahs of earlier generations. Why? Ki bedoirois elu haklipa goiveras ma'oid ma'oid lein kates. Because in our generation, the forces of tumah are out of control. And if we, says the Ari to Reb Chaim Vital, if you would have been an earlier generation, or the Arizal says about himself, if I was in an earlier generation, I would be greater than many, many tzaddikim. So therefore, don't be upset at all. This is what it means by Noach. Tamim haya b'dayroisav. If he was in a generation of tzaddikim, he would be much greater. And therefore, he's viewed relative to his generation. Because there's no doubt, I have a great maila over many tzaddikim than Tanoim and Amoram. Marv Raboisai, if the Arizal told Reb Chaim Vital that a small act in our generation is like many, many mitzvahs of earlier generations, because the koichos hatumah are out of control. I mean, you just imagine how out of control the koichos hatumah were in Sfas in the 16th century. You know, all the tremendous tumah in Sfas in the 16th century. What do you think that Arizal would say about 2023? What would he say about the koichos hatumah if he knew that for a yeshiva bacher to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn, he had to go through the airport? What would that Arizal say about that? If Reb Chaim Vital was greater than Tanoim and Amoram because of the tumah that he was exposed to, so how cherished is a Ben Torah today? Is an Erlech Hayid today? This is what we see from that Arizal. So when we say Ahava Rabba Ahav Tanu, doesn't just mean Hashem loves us greatly. Hashem loves us increasingly. As much as Hashem loved earlier generations, He loves us more. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz writes, that, I have to get the right passage here. But Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz writes that it's very likely you could have a young student who is studying the words of a Rishayin, and he's breaking his head to try to understand the words of the Rishayin, and he's not really understanding the words of the Rishayin because it's beyond him. But in Shamayim, the Bachar is considered more cherished, more valued, and on a higher level than the Rishayin whose words he's studying. Says Rabbi Yerucham, we don't like to talk about this. We don't want anyone to feel arrogant. But Hashem judges a person based on the times they live in. And in that sense, Hashem may value us more than in the Dor HaMidbar, if we could say such a thing. But that's what the Arizal and the Rabbi Yerucham seem to be saying. And this is not mentioned a lot, and we don't focus on it too much, but there's a certain dimension to it that we need to be aware of. And we need to be aware of it regarding, in the context of, recognizing how important our actions are. By the way, Rabbi Avadia Yosef gives an amazing mashal. He tells a story about a maiden, a very beautiful maiden, who, a princess, who was very beloved to the king. She was wise, she was intelligent, she was beautiful, And if anybody in the kingdom needed anything, they knew their inn was through them, through the princess. You'd come, you'd give her a gift, you'd give her a matana, you'd give her an offering, and through that you would hope she would put in a good word with you to the king. So long as she's comfortable in the palace, it would not be easy to bring something that would be pleasing to the queen, because she had everything. What kind of cuisine could you offer her? What kind of delicacies could you offer her? What kind of royalties? What kind of jewelry could you offer her? But if you're able to do, give her something magnificent, you had a good shot of her putting in a good word for you. Rumors began to swirl about her loyalty to the king, and before long, the queen, this princess was put in a dungeon in a pit. While she was in this condition, somebody came secretly and brought her basic needs: food, bread, milk, shelter. She was acquitted. She's back in the palace. Whose gifts do you think this princess will remember? Whose gifts did she cherish the most? It was the one who gave her the basic, her basic needs when she was not in the palace. Says Maran, Rabbi Avadya Yosef, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, and the Beis HaMikdash and the Shechina rested in the Mikdash, boy, did you have to do a big mitzvah to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. But now God has been, He's in Golos. The Ribbon Shalom is in exile. Shechina b'Galusa. Nowadays, even a small mitzvah perhaps finds more favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the greatest mitzvahs of Nevi'im, Tanoim, and Amoraim. And therefore nobody should ever say, Ma ani, mi ani, what am I? What is my value? Ahava Rabba! The Ribbon Shalom's love for the Jewish people is increasing. Again, I never heard this before. I never heard that this idea that Hashem's love for the Jewish people is increasing. Now, Rabbi Avadya says that with this we could explain a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Roishcha Alecha Ka Karmel. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, the poor among you are beloved to me like Elyon Har HaKarmel. The Dalas Roishcha Ka Argaman, the Avyonim and Dalim are beloved like Daniel. Nowadays, even those who are poor in mitzvah, says Rabbi Avadya, nevertheless, we could say about them, Kepelach harimain rakaseich, reikonim shebecha maleim mitzvahs karimain. They're beloved to me like Elio and Daniel. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Tzipisa Yoshua, it's based on the following principle. Al kein matzasi choyva lanafshi. I find it obligatory, laharich lefnei hakol, es amitas ho'inyin, sha'adiraba, Bismaninu Yoiser Karov Litzapis Yeshua. In our times, we have more, it's more reasonable, it's more plausible, it's more likely to await the coming of Mashiach. Why? Today we're learning the great principle. Ahava Rabba Ahavtanu. Hashem's love for us is not only great, it's increasing. It magnifies. It gets more and more. And every day you go to the Svarim store and you see there are more Svarim. It's because Hashem loves us more. And now we could explain the pshat. We'll just end with this. At the end of Koheles, it says, Asoy Svarim Harbayein Kates. The production of endless Svarim. It's typically understood as folly. In other words, well, how many books do there have to be already? You know, they're all just recycling the same ideas, you know. Mixing and matching, it's all. But most Mefarshim learn, Asoy Svarim Harbe Ein Kates. Make more and more Svarim because Mashiach didn't come yet. That what's holding up the coming of Mashiach, Abar Benel learns this way, and other Mefarshim. Make more Svarim because Mashiach is not here. Because the more and more Svarim we have, that demonstrates Hashem's greater love for us. And if you see that for the first time in history, the Bavli, you could, every word of the Bavli is in English. And when I was a kid, Hashem loved us infinitely, but you couldn't get Tosfos in English. Now Hashem loves us even more. He wants every Jew to be able to learn Tosfos in English. And Yerushalmi. And the more Svarim that come out, it demonstrates Hashem's greater love for the Jewish people. So we should be Zoicha to the Ahava Rabbah and the Ahava Soilam. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov. Kol tov. Shkoyach. Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.